listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're going jolly out there today. It's a gorgeous summer day here in Malibu, California, and boy, do I have a special guest for you today. I have a Grammy winner and a producer, and soon to be a super hit producer, as his artist is climbing up the charts right now as we speak. And so I'd like to welcome my dear friend and fabulous musician and producer, Mr. Chuck Ebert. Welcome, Chuck.
Hey, glad to be here, Winifred. I appreciate you having me on the show. What a delight, and always a joy to hang out with somebody as awesome as you. I really appreciate you.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, we had another one of your very special artists, Katie Gaby, was on. And she was amazing. And that's kind of what kicked off this whole series of all these musicians that came along, and it was because of you.
Oh. Well, I'm just glad to help.
So tell us, how is it down in Texas today?
Well, it's hot, a little bit overcast. We've been staying in the hundreds. Oh, my gosh, we've been staying 100 to 103, 105. You come to Texas, and it's a scorcher right now. You guys are doing the same thing out there. Of course, I travel a lot between Texas, Nashville, LA, and New York. It's a ride, and of course every city's different, every place is different, temperature's different everywhere, but but down in Texas, we're a little bit balmy today.
Well, we're going to make everybody's life a little bit brighter today because you have something special to share. And so we're going to jump right into this. I want to hear all about Mr. Jeff Claiborne, your artist that's climbing the charts. What's happening there?
He is. We just released a new song called Caddy in the Campground, and I am just floored as to the response and what's going on with it. It hadn't been out but a few weeks, and we've already broken major charts. We've broke the top 40 country main chart, and that's huge out of Nashville. I mean,
awesome.
Ginormous stuff. And oh my gosh, and we just became an independent top 25 label, so it's nice to see your name up there with Garth Brooks, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and all those other great artists, and Chris Stapleton, of course, things like that. And Jeff is really, it's his sound is different. He's not a pop country artist. He comes from Fort Worth. He's Texas-based, and he's putting country back into country music. So it's nice
Woo-hoo!
To hear real country music kind of getting back on the country market here. And Caddy in the Campground is absolutely an example of that. Wow, what a song, and it's being coined as and hashtag everywhere right now as the ultimate summer song. And
that
and I guess
is
it
so
is.
Awesome.
It's just
that is
flying. Yeah.
So where will people be able to download the song and his music right now?
Absolutely. Well, he is available everywhere. It's on iTunes, of course. Amazon.com, Spotify, he's on a Spotify list. They're playing the mess out of it now. It's anywhere you get your download, your music download, you can get it there. Also at the JeffClaiborne.com website right now, and I'll do this for your show. It just happened. If you want to get a sneak peek of the video, and I'm only going to do this, we just got it live for today only. It's a special because the video for Caddy in the Campground goes national tomorrow, worldwide release and premiere tomorrow at noon. It will go out YouTube. It's going to CMT. All that happens up and coming next week. But tomorrow's the world premiere. But right now, if you go to JeffClaiborne.com, you'll be able to get a sneak peek of that video.
Ooh, all right, everybody, did you hear that? So go to JeffClaiborne.com and check out the new video for the unreleased video of
right.
the new hit song
unreleased
that's coming up.
Caddy in the Campground.
So are you... Are you going to play out places? Are you going to be touring now?
Oh, yes. Oh, we are absolutely. Jeff's got all kinds of events. Actually, he's got a chance to do an entire tour over in Europe coming up later, late fall or December, and then into Christmas time, past that into the new year. That's all in the works. He's actually, we are rehearsing a brand new world-class show right now, and all of his guys, they're all A1 musicians. They're phenomenal players. He's got a two-time world champion fiddle player, Dale Morse Jr., playing with him. Unbelievable player. And so all these guys, they're all just, they're some of the best of the best that are playing with him, and some of the best of the best that played on his album as well. He's really doing it, Winnie. He's just taking it to a whole new level.
Go, Jeff, go. Well, we can't wait to see him out here and have him come out and visit us. You know, he should do the Malibu Bluffs Park. The concerts in the park, see, because they don't have much country in the park, and they might need a little country
at the park. Well, he's a little Texas country in that way. Yeah. So he's pretty much a true country gentleman.
Well, I think that was, and you know, here, I got one for you. How about the Malibu Chili Cook-Off this fall? Now, that would be
sounds
a stomping
like a
thing.
Texas kind of a thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, seriously, and it's an annual big event out here.
Chili.
I'll just be your marketing person on the West Coast. How about that?
Let's do that, Looney. Let's kick this thing off properly.
Let's get it out there everywhere. Well, I am really excited for you, and you know, I got the pleasure of meeting Jeff at the Grammys with you a few years ago, and we had all kinds of fun.
Yeah,
and you guys were gearing up to do some stuff, and that was really neat. But look at you now. Look at what's going on now. This is amazing. So what else is in store?
Well, let me tell you something about that Grammy meeting. You know, we got to meet at the Grammys and hang out. That is where, believe it or not, that is where Caddy in the Campground was born. It was born at that Grammy meeting, actually, out there when we were hanging out. A writer, Betsy Walter, and myself, I'm also a songwriter and a producer, of course. Actually directed the video, too, the Caddy in the Campground video that's out that you'll get to see here. But we actually sat there at the Grammys, and Betsy, we were talking about just all kinds of different things. And Betsy says, yeah, I was in a campground one time, and, well, actually, I got my car stuck in a campground one time. I said, well, okay, what happened? Well, I drove my car to this campground, and it was a Cadillac, and the keys got locked in it, and actually it was a stop. She was stopping along the way, really, when just she was passing at this campground, so I'd stop, take a break or something. Her keys locked in the car or something. The car locked. The alarm started going off. So everybody came out and said, what in the heck is going on? And listen, it's at midnight. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. So all the campground sites like, what is going on? It's up in the mountains, and it's up in the mountains of Georgia and stuff, making all this noise. So I said, Betsy, that is a song. I said, you know, Caddy in the Campground, that's a song. And I go, and I wrote this line, I go, did Daddy's Girl take another wrong turn? And we wrote it down on a napkin right there on the spot. And Jeff actually has that napkin. He says, man, when that song goes out, I'm going to frame that napkin. So, and then we came up with, why is there a caddy in the campground? Oh my gosh, we had that song. I said, Betsy, you got to come to Texas. You're really good. And she's a phenomenal songwriter. So we all got together. She came to Texas. We wrote the song. And there it is. It is born. It's out. And oh my gosh, it's a summer hit. I just can't believe it.
That is so fabulous. I can't wait to get out there and hear it. And I want to see this video too. So does he have other songs that you produced? Did you do the whole album?
Yeah. Right there? Oh yeah. He's got an EP out right now. Full length album's coming out this fall. The EP, believe it or not, already a song called Good Bartender, which is a Texas release. We did a Texas release for Good Bartender. Very kind of a swing, shuffly kind of thing. Very kind of Texas sound. And it's about being a good bartender. And not bartender, but a bartender. And if you're a lucky person, you can be lucky and be a good bartender too. And I'm saying lucky because we have hats to say lucky. And then I'll go back even from the hats now. You got these lucky hats. Like, what is this all about, this lucky and good bartender? Well, this video we did, it's called Good Bartender, had Chad Prather, and he stars as Lucky in the video. And that's out there too, Good Bartender. And it's so fun. He's blast. And it's got humor in it. It's hilarious. Chad is a national comedian. He's been around for a long time. He's Chad Prather, funny, funny guy. And he was gracious enough to star in the video, and it's a hoot. It's really a hoot. Matter of fact, that two-time Grammy contender we're talking about earlier, Katie Gaby, she actually is playing fiddle on that track and a lot of other things, and she's in the video. You can actually see her playing in the video as well. So, yeah, pretty amazing. It's great.
That is awesome. That is so cool. Well, you know, we are very excited to have you here today and to make our lives brighter with all these great artists and, of course, your amazing stories. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about your story because you have quite a life story in music, and I want everybody to be sure to hear that. So you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. You can find us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, and you can email me directly if you have questions or you want to know more about a show. You can email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. You can catch all the archives on makinglifebrighter.com on the player and on the radio tab. So if there's a show that you love, feel free to share it, and we will be right back with more. Chuck Ebert, he is right here, a Grammy winner and a super hit producer now, so we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and this is a beautiful summer morning here in Malibu, and we are talking with Grammy winner, hit producer, Chuck Ebert. Thank you for being here today with us, and thank you for honoring us with your time, because I know you're super busy right now with getting this artist up and out and having Jeff hit the top. He's on his way up to the top.
Yeah, we're a little bit slammed right now, but in a very positive way. You know, life throws those things at you, and you take them when you can, especially in the music industry. It's a very tough business to be in. It is super, super competitive, and it demands a lot of time. But I always give 100% to every artist I work with, every one of them, always.
That's beautiful. And you have such a good heart, you know. I think your faith plays a lot into that because you have just such a very strong underpinning of belief, and your foundation of faith, I think, is a big part of who you are.
Well, thanks, Lenny. I appreciate you saying that. It's God is forefront in my life, always has been. I give all my success and credit to the Lord. If it weren't for that, I probably wouldn't be here today, you know.
He's that might be true for all of us.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love it.
Really so, blessed. Really blessed. Yeah.
You know.
And I owe it to him. You know, I owe it to you got to look where your strength is and where your heart lies, and we'll get you through the tough times, the good times, the best of times. And you know, you got to give thanks for that. Even when you're going through those tough times, those things happen. Man, it is the hardest thing for any person on the planet to look at that and think, man, everything's great. Everything's going to be great, because you're in a bleak time. You're going through something very traumatic or difficult in your life. And to think it doesn't happen to everyone, it does. It happens to record producers. It happens to Grammy winners like me and all that. It happens. And you persevere. You push through it. And honestly, I know deep down in my gut, no matter what, I know everything's going to be fine. I know it will be. And that is my faith in God. And it happens. I'm always surprised when I'm going through those toughest things to have that positive outlook and say, you know what, if I hadn't gone through that, when you look back, if you hadn't gone through that, you never would be where you are today. I'd never be where I am today, Winifred, had I not done, gone through those hardships and stuff in life. You wouldn't be there. There's no way.
I believe it. And I believe that your fortitude and your love of music is probably what carried you through, because there's something unique about musicians, and musicians that stay together, play together, all that, they help each other through those times. And music has a way of, you know, crushing you or saving you all in one in one progression.
Right. It's the universal language. You know, it is the universal language of love, of hope, of faith, all styles of music. I mean, I hear music, and I work in all styles of music. I work in country, rock, jazz, a lot of styles of music I work in, and it's, and even in all those styles, it's amazing, the connectivity and the faith, and you find out through people you work with, and what music can say to the heart. It doesn't have to be a Christian song to speak to the heart of a person through a song or through music. It doesn't have to be. I'll use Jeff Claiborne as an example, because I'm working with him. He has a song called My Woman Is Wine. My Woman Is Wine. And I actually wrote that song with Jeff and Betsy Walter about a glass of wine and comparing it to a woman and the heart. And I actually wrote it for my wife, Katie. And that meant so much to me to write the lyrics of that. And people that have heard it are going, oh my gosh, that means so, that's so beautiful. It means so much. That's speaking to someone, and they can use that experience. And I'm not saying everybody goes out and drinks wine and gets drunk and nothing like that at all. It's the beauty of comparison of what that can be in a song. You can do the same thing in faith-based music, comparing God to the beauty of the earth. You can see it in all kinds of things. It all depends on the song and how it's delivered as to what that meaning is for a person. And if it's an uplifting thing for someone that day, and it's a rock and roll song, man, throw on a Boston song for me. You know, let me hear More Than a Feeling, and I am jamming. You know, I mean, I love something like that. Then I can turn around and hear something really, a ballad and beautiful song from somebody like a Carrie Underwood or something, and it makes my eyes tear up, you know? So there's plenty of that out there. It's amazing what music does for people.
Well, tell us a little bit about your music history and your story of how in the world did you get into this initially, and when you came into it, did you ever have your sights set on a Grammy?
I had my sights set on being the best guitar player on planet Earth. I was I'm a lucky man. I'm an Air Force kid from my dad and mom. Bless them, I love them, and I'm blessed to still have my parents with me. I'm really a blessed guy to have them. And my dad, Charlie, is probably the sweetest man on planet Earth. I guess I get a lot of my demeanor from him, and my mom's tenacity, and she's an amazing woman. They're just beautiful. To have two kids, and I'm the oldest, and I have a Marshall stack, and I'm here I am, you know, 16 years old, 15 years old, and And I've got, I started playing when I was 11 or 12, picking up a guitar and playing. My mom actually played and wrote songs and just did a few things as a hobby. Well, I picked up her guitar and I never had any training. I just started playing. I just learned it on my own. And then that morphed into bringing, like I said, the Marshall stacks and stuff in the house. And so my dad's an Air Force mechanic hearing jet engines all day. He comes home from that and he allows his kids, and my brother would play drums, he would allow his kids to be in a little bitty house. I mean, that house isn't more than 1,200 square foot, you know, so it's a small home. And be in the back there with drums, loaded with drums, beaten to death in a Marshall stack. And these kids were just playing. And my dad's heard all this loud noise, but he allowed us to play. And had I not let my folks let me play and do music, I wouldn't be where I am today. And that allowed us to be good kids. I mean, we were never bad kids. We didn't go out and do bad things or drink, do anything like that, or drugs or nothing. We loved music. And it stems from my dad's side, too. He's got a lot of music on his side of the family, on the backside. And it just let us be who we were. And he said, Chuck, you don't have to be an Air Force kid. You don't have to do that. You can be what you want to be. And I was a guitar player. I had music I wanted to play. And
what style did you want to play? You want to play rock, or did you want to do country?
Oh, no. I was a rock star. Oh, my gosh. Winifred, my hair was down to my knees. I was a rock star. No, I was out playing. When the band Rat came out and Ozzy Osbourne and all that stuff, oh, I was playing all that, girl. I was on it. I was all over it. And I could play with my eyes closed. Oh, man. I love playing. One day, I'll have to send you those pictures, Winifred, of my long-haired hippie rock star days. Oh, my gosh. It was a blast.
That's fabulous. Okay, yeah, you have to put that up there. My goodness. So what happened? How did you get there?
Well,
you ended up with a Grammy.
Like everything else,
that happened.
You push your way through. You start playing. I started recording and producing and recording and all that kind of went hand in hand. I started playing. Like I said, I was around 12 years old and really just started playing guitar. I got into recording and doing that before I was even, I think I was 16 and doing that. When I was 18, I was already producing music and learning to multi-track record and engineering, and I just taught myself. Also blew my first PA up when I was literally almost blew it up and I realized what crossovers and all the other technical side of music on the live side was really young. And I was thrown into it. I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. And to pay my way to do those things, and for all the musicians out there and all the folks that do this for a living, guys, if you're starting out or anything, keep a job, do something to maintain yourself. You can't make a living in music right away. It takes time to do that. So I was smart. I had a great job. I was actually a goldsmith and made rings and things and all that stuff. And shout out to McCary's Jewelers there in Shreveport, Louisiana. The guys were just phenomenal, institutional in my life. And again, they supported me. They saw the dream. They saw it was in my eyes. And if you get a support team around you, you can do anything. You can do
anything. I love
that. And if you don't have a support team around you, find a team around you. Get them around you. But it's the faith inside that allowed me to keep playing and going and support myself. And of course, I got to film got ready to do stuff for MTV, and we got a whole band called Joker at the time, getting ready to go national. Then this band came out, and they were called Nirvana. And Pearl Jam. And our record deal said, see ya. And we've gone.
Oh.
And so, so at that time, you know, 1991, that was about time. Well, okay, I've got to do that. And I played for a long time. And I still played music and did stuff. But producing was really taking over for me at that time. And engineering and really taking my craft to a whole nother level. And that's when I started working with so many folks. It just came natural to me.
I think you are natural at that. I'm sure that you're a rock god. However, I can't see you outside of country as well. I mean, country is in your bones somehow, you know? For you.
Well, I'll tell you this. It is. It's rooted inside, of course. But the rock style and the feel, if you want to hear some of that, and everything translates into producer, what they've done over their years as to how they produce with artists and so forth. For Jeff, he's got some of that in him. He's got some of that rock background inside of him a little bit too, country rock and southern rock, and definitely got southern rock in me being a Louisiana boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind
love
of
that.
Coming in from Louisiana, I was kind of, yeah, Louisiana fellow there. And but now, you know, of course, in Texas, I got an office. We work here in Nashville, and of course, L.A. and New York and all over. But the roots of country are in there, but the rocks, and there's a little. I'll tell you this, for all those listeners, if they want to go see that Jeff Claiborne video real quick, look in there. You may see a speck of a guy named Chuck Ebert playing guitar.
I love it. So you're telling me that if I wanted to go to a rock concert out here and you guys were around, that you'd go. This is something
in,
we could
in a heartbeat.
Well, tie up
yeah,
with the Hollywood
I mean, there's
people.
Friends of mine. The guy Adam Hamilton's out there right now. He's doing. He'll be playing, I think, at the Whiskey Go Go and things like that. We played together during those times with Tracy Guns and L.A. Guns, things like that, and all the stuff out there. I mean, I played out all that stuff. L.A. I did all that. Lots of that stuff.
I want to see you guys come out here and play. That's an invitation. Let's make this happen.
Well, maybe one day I can get my fingers running that fast again. So, everybody said, I never played Van Halen when I was growing up. Never played any Van Halen as a guitar player. And I didn't want to sound like him. I didn't want to sound like him at all. So I listened to all these different places. Everybody's playing. Everybody said, Eddie Van Halen. And he's a phenomenal guitarist, one of the best rock guitarists in the world. And it ended up, everybody said, man, you're like a little Eddie Van Halen. I'm like, oh, my gosh, man, I've never played Eddie Van Halen.
That's fabulous. Well, on that note, we're going to be right back with more Chuck Ebert right here, and we're going to find out how he actually won that Grammy. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. Today we have special guest Chuck Ebert, and he has come to share his up-and-coming artist, Jeff Claiborne, whose video you can go check out right now at jeffclaiborne.com, and you get the sneak peek of that. Now, Jeff Claiborne is climbing the charts so quickly that everybody's head is spinning, and soon you'll know his name backwards and forwards because he has a great summer hit out. And Chuck has come to share his story of not only music, producing, but how he won his Grammy. How did you win that Grammy, Chuck?
Oh, well, it was a total surprise. We've been nominated many times, and the album that I won was for James Blackwood and the Light Crust Doughboys. It's a Southern gospel album, and we've been nominated a few times with that project. James is a part of the Jordanaires, which was Elvis Presley's backup group, and phenomenal guy. I got to know them. Yeah, awesome. I got to work with the Jordanaires more than a few times. We were, I was actually going to teach somebody how to do audio at a church because I was helping, I helped sound it and was helping them do audio at this church facility. And the reason I was teaching the audio is I was going to have surgery done. And my doctor said, Chuck, if you get on an airplane, we had tickets to go to the Grammys, and we knew we had been nominated. And he said, man, if you get on that plane, you've got 7 minutes if you take a bump to get to a hospital if you sever your spine. I go, what do you mean sever my spine? He goes, your disc is about to slice your spine in half.
Oh, my God.
I got a major pain in my arm, and I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. And I said, okay, so I'm not going to the Grammys this year. He goes, you should not go anywhere. He goes, I am scheduling you for, like, immediate surgery. So get ready to have surgery. The Grammys were coming up on the Sunday, and on the Sunday when it was happening. And so I'm at the church the day before, like on a Saturday. And actually, I was up there to train that Sunday evening. I was going to train and do that for this guy because they were going to put me into surgery the next day. So I had to cancel my Grammy trip, all that stuff. And my mother calls me and texts me because I'm up there training while the Grammys are going on because I got to have somebody cover and do all this stuff and because I'm going to be out of it. And she says, I think you won a Grammy. I said, what? Grammy? I said, oh, my gosh, that's right. The Grammys are tonight. I didn't think about it because all I'm thinking about is, oh, my gosh, I'm about to have my spine severed. You know, you get ready to have your spine severed and you're going to be paralyzed. You start thinking differently about everything in life real quick. So we get the call, and I said, really? And so we went and looked at a television monitor, and then it popped up on the screen. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we won a Grammy! So that was the first win. We got our first win. I was just ecstatic, and needless to say, I'm glad I didn't go to get on the plane and all that because it iced up and everything here, and I would have never made it to the airport and everything else probably like the day or two before. So it was all meant to be.
I was going to say, it sounds like it was set up for you in just a perfect way because, my goodness, it would have been worse if you'd been there and something happened. But you didn't get the opportunity to go and receive it, and that's the downside to it. But you have it. You have it.
I didn't. But it was really nice to get it. I mean, when it came in the mail, I didn't know it came in the mail. My brother had come over and was at the house, and Katie, my wife, was there. And then they said, and then some other folks were there. I said, man, what's everybody doing here? You know, I had no idea what everyone was here for. I said, what are you guys doing here in the afternoon? There's a guy in the studio, you know. And they said, well, we got something for you. And I said, okay. And she turned around, opened the box, said, open the box. I said, okay. And my Grammy was inside. Oh, my gosh, man.
Oh, my gosh,
a Grammy. And it has my name on it. I'm like, yes. You know, after 20 Good. Years of doing music, you know, and you win a Grammy and your name is on there, no one can take that away from you. No one. That is a once, and I still treasure that win more than ever. And I've been nominated for 8 of them. I've been nominated 8 times. Got 8 Grammy nominations, you know, 8-time projects. And I tell you, there's nothing sweeter than that first one. And we actually hold a record as being the only group that had it. We had 6 consecutive Grammy nominations in a row, not just to be a contender, but to get to the ballot and be a finalist.
Wow.
And be on the actual Grammy nominee ballot. And the year we won the Grammy, we actually beat out some phenomenal player. Randy Travis was one of them. Charlie Daniels, the Gaithers. That's who we won against that year. So I'm proud. And it was an independent album. That was another huge deal, you know. So, yeah. Yeah,
pretty amazing. Should be proud. That's an accomplishment. That's beautiful. You know, last year at the Grammys and the show before, the live show, Reba got up there and she had won for her gospel album. And her speech was so gracious. You know, Reba's so wonderful. And this kind of ties me back to what your whole sentiment is about faith, and hers too. And Chris Stapleton got up there and all these people. And you just, in that moment, you know, you see these people and they're way out there. They're on TV for you. They're through your speakers. But in that moment, right there live in the room, when they're receiving that, they all say the same thing. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful for the people that believed in me. And I'm grateful that I'm standing here because it tickles them that much. Still. Now, Reba's got how many Grammys? I don't know. But over and over again, it's that little accomplishment for self that says, we did this. And it's not an I, really. It's a we. And we did this. So
it's just a huge we. Huge, huge we. If the people involved, and when they're up there to thanking those folks, I know folks that, well, they're going to read off a list of people. It is those people, are those people, that made that possible. It's not the artist. The artist is a very, very small part of what goes on behind the scenes. Jeff Claiborne, and speaking of Reba, he opened for Reba. He's done some stuff and played with Reba, and she's the most gracious person. And,
she seemed like
it. Once, and just great, beautiful person.
Yeah, she really, really, her speech was so sweet, and it's those things that are kind of inked in you as an audience member. You recognize the sincerity of the work that's been accomplished, because I think people watching just go, oh yeah, let's see who won. And then in those moments, they stop long enough to really feel the artist and connect for a minute and consider the entire operation that's gone into this. It's teams, you know? You have a whole team, and you have a beautiful team you've just put together, and you're about to, with your team, take Jeff right up the ladder. And I'm so grateful that I got to meet him. Jeff. This is great.
Well, it is a team effort. It's huge. Anything in music, or pretty much anything that you do, even if you're a solo artist starting out, you get a team. You get people behind you. There's always your fan base. That's a team. You know, your publicist, that's a team. Your record label is a team. All the staff and people behind it, that's a team. So, and of course, your producer and helps and makes everything happen too. But it all comes down to the song, Winnie. It really does. It's I have something I say a lot, and it really means a lot to me in the music industry. And my quote that I say a lot is, it's the song that inspires, the music that transforms, and the creative art that comes from putting it all together, that's music. And that's what I love so much about being a producer. It really is.
I just love that you're that emotional about what you just said, because your heart is so worn on your sleeve, and everything for you, as far as I've known you, has been all or nothing. All in.
Pretty much.
All in.
I'm all in. Always have been.
and you have such a sweet heart for those that are around you too. And that's more rare. And I know in country music and down in the southern states, it's not as rare than as it may be out here in LA. And there's good and bad people everywhere you go. But
you
are a shining example of kindness in the music industry, and I think that's something to be said.
Well, thank you, Winnie. I really appreciate that so much. I don't know what to say except thank you. I mean, that's a beautiful thing to say. I'm glad, and I always wear my heart out there, because I'm mean. You got to be yourself, and anybody that's out there in the music industry, be yourself and help people. Help people.
Yeah.
Do the best you
help
can
people.
To help people. Be there. Be there for them. You know, and don't just be a producer. You know, be a friend. Somebody said this to me years ago, and I totally debunk what was said to me. They said, I mean, you can't be friends and work with people. You can't be friends in an industry like this. You have to set that aside. I will tell you this. Every person that works with me,
every person that works with me is my friend, absolutely my friend, and I'll do anything I can for them because that is how it works. You have a relationship. If you're going to work with somebody, you've got a relationship with them, and I want to get the best out of them. And I'm friends with people I work with, even years and years and years. I'm friends with those people I work with.
I love that. See, there's the new paradigm. It's not all just business, because it's not. That's really right. At the end of the day. At the end of the day, the money can come and go and things can happen. The song that's created always stays. And the memories that are of making it are always there. It's the energy of that moment in time when magic happened and grace came down, right? I mean,
that's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's just so.
You have a lot of that in music too. When you're creating it, you get that magic. And when you said that, it really strikes a chord, because we were recording, finishing up some stuff with Katie Gaby, and the songs that she sang and did, some of that stuff just it makes my hair stand up. And she is a 2-time Grammy contending artist, and she's also signed to our label, the Cabin Record Company, as is Jeff. And it's to watch those artists blossom and go and the voice. Oh, my gosh. Katie's got such a voice.
Such a voice.
She's back up on Jeff's record, too. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, on that note, we're going to be back, and we will have more with Chuck Ebert right here. We're going to hopefully get an excerpt from Jeff Claiborne, which I can post on makinglifebrighter.com on my Outtakes special series. And you can see him playing there. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the 3rd year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. We're here today with Chuck Ebert. He is a hit producer, and he's just produced Jeff Claiborne, whose song is rising up the charts right now. And you can check that out on any digital medium. You buy your music, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can go to jeffclaiborne.com and check out the sneak peek of his video today, right now. And Jeff's a super guy, and he's about to just burn it up out there. He's on the charts along with Carrie Underwood and Garth Brooks and everybody else and rising right up there. That's amazing. And so Chuck's come to share that with us today. Thank you, Chuck. Thanks for being here and doing this. This is wonderful. It's nice to have you, really.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Well, thanks. So, I've just enjoyed being here. It's been a fantastic, fantastic afternoon, and I'm glad I got to spend it with you, Winifred. I so much enjoy your company and what you do, and Making Life Brighter show is absolutely awesome, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Well, you know, we're going to have a special outtake of Jeff playing, and so you can check that out in about a day or so on the Making Life Brighter website. If you'd like to hear this show and check out the archive or share it with anybody, you can go to makinglifebrighter.com, and you can look up everything on the player there, and you can catch all the links on the radio tab, and so you can hear all the different shows we've done, all the music shows we've done, and we've had some great artists in the last year. Everybody, all kinds of people have been here, and I would really encourage you to go back and check out some of those archives, but definitely share this show because Jeff Claiborne is ripping it up, and we're just into summer now. This is it. So, you know, I want to play a little game with you, Chuck.
All right. Let's do the question-answer game.
Are you ready? All right. Here's the question-answer game. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to give me your quick answer, all right? Okay. Your favorite song?
Right.
Ever.
My favorite song ever. Oh, my gosh.
Not a quick answer.
You ask a record producer what their favorite song ever is? Holy mackerel.
Okay, top three.
Top three. One of my favorite songs ever is by my wife, Katie, and she did the song Same Kind of Different as Me. It's an amazing tune. It's not a national, it's out there. This part of the movie and all the stuff was done with that. Her voice singing on that, it just floors me, the way she did that. My favorite song to this day that I've done, that I love so much, and yes, it's one I produced, was High and Lonesome by Jeff Claiborne. It's on the record, and it's just amazing. It's about being, it's just an amazing song. It's being high on life and lonesome at the same time.
And
top three, other third song, I don't know. Man, there's so many great songs out there. How do I pick something like that?
Your inspiration. Who's your inspiration in music?
Say it one more time. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Who's your inspiration in music?
Inspiration in music. Oh, that stems from multiple things. Inspiration and music. Oh my gosh. It has to be with all the artists I've worked with over the years. That's everyone. I mean, that's from Waylon Jennings to the Dixie Chicks to Don Henley and the Eagles, Boston. I loved all that. The rock music that I heard. There's so much. And then all the, my wife, you know, and then Katie again. Just, oh my gosh. She's the most amazing musician in the world. She is. Absolutely inspires me every time I hear her play piano and sing. So she's just one of my favorite musicians.
That's beautiful. Really, that's beautiful. Your favorite record?
My favorite record. Okay, now this is going to floor you. I do have one record that actually blows my mind. And you're like, really? It is Diary of a Madman by Ozzy Osbourne. It's one of my favorite records of all time. It's because of the guitar playing. Remember, I'm a rock and roll guitar player. So forget in the words and stuff. You know, honestly, I didn't even listen to ever the words when they were all going out. And some of it's really cool, but the guitar playing by Randy Rhoads to me is because it's classical Phil playing rock style. So yeah, absolutely, it's one of my favorite albums of all time.
I love it. I just love it. It's great. I'm sorry. I love it. Okay.
I can listen to it from start to finish and play every note.
See, that's what the beauty of music is. This is why you produce music. This is why you create it, because it moves people that much and it stays with them for their entire lifetime. And everybody can recall that feeling, right?
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, it's so cool. Okay, so what is your favorite dessert, Chuck?
Molten lava cake. I mean, it's a flourless kind that has the dark chocolate in the middle, which would probably be like a Godiva or Ghirardelli. I love Ghirardelli, dark, all dark chocolate. That's a glass of red wine.
I'm so with you. That's fabulous. Good for you. Good for you. All right. Well, you know, there's bound to be an inspiration behind some of the music you've done that comes from your parents. When you've made music, have you ever created a song speaking back to your parents?
Oh okay. I got to tell you, you could not have said this. You talk about God being in some yesterday. I'm not making this up. Yesterday, Winifred, we just finished, and I'm literally about to send this to my dad. We finished the demo for a song called My Daddy's Gloves.
Wow.
And, I try not to get emotional because I wrote
that
for my dad.
Wow, me too.
And I literally wrote it for my dad. And we just finished the demo. Jeff is singing the song, and we just finished it yesterday. The actual just rough of it, first time through with all the lyrical song all the way through. And my dad hadn't even heard it yet. And I'm going to give him a real special thing and let him see the words and hear it for the first time. So absolutely, I've just literally just finished that yesterday afternoon.
I have chills from head to toe, literally. That's amazing. I can't wait. Please tell me what his response
really
will be. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really. So what inspired that in particular?
My dad is one of the hardest working men I've ever known in my life, and he always has work gloves around, and he comes over every now and then, and he lives in Louisiana. Of course, we're over in Texas, and in Fort Worth is basically where we live. So if you know where Azle, Texas, just outside of Fort Worth. So Dad made a trip over, and he had these gloves with him. And he said, man, I want to give you these gloves. And he had a bunch of different gloves here. And so he gave me a brand new pair of these red gloves, work gloves. And every time I put those gloves on, if you want to see something crazy, Chuck does something called Mower Cam. You have to go watch my Facebook page. Go like me on Facebook and accidententertainment.com and all that good stuff. And you can see us on Facebook and so on. But anyway, every time I put those gloves on, Winifred, I think about my dad every single time I put those gloves on. And my gloves, they've got holes in them now. They're worn out to all get out. But I still wear them every time I put on my and go out to drive my ride the mower around and mow the acreage and everything. And man, I put those gloves on, and those are my daddy's gloves because he worked in those gloves. So they mean a lot to me.
Oh, God, that is so beautiful. Well, I really thank you for coming and being here today. Chuck Ebert, everybody, and Axon Entertainment. Jeff Claiborne is the artist, jeffclaiborne.com. You can go check it out and see the special video today. I always ask people one question at the end of these interviews. What makes your life brighter?
What makes my life brighter? I get to get up every day and give thanks for everything I have. I get to live in a free country, and I get to make music every single day. That makes my life brighter, and hopefully it makes it brighter for everybody that gets to hear the music that we produce. That is worth the price of admission right there for me.
That is so, so beautiful. Well, my blessings to you and Jeff and Katie and your whole team and everybody. Come visit us out here in California. Come rock the West Coast, please. And, you know, give us some more fabulous.
We're coming your way.
we're waiting. All right. Lots of love to you. And thank you very much for coming. And go out and make everybody else's life brighter today. Go jolly, everybody. Thank you for listening. And you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And don't forget to go back to makinglifebrighter.com to check out the special outtake this weekend coming up of Jeff Claiborne playing. So, all right. Thank you, Chuck. Lots of love, everybody. Go jolly.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!